When I went to Israel, immediately after their attack on by Hamas, 8 days later, whatever it was, and I told them we were going to help. And I said, but Bibi, I said, you can't be carpet bombing these communities. And he said to me, well, you did it. You carpet bombed, not his exact words, but you carpet bombed Berlin. You dropped a nuclear weapon. You killed thousands of innocent people because you had to in order to win a war. I said, but that's why we came up with the UN. New deals by which what we do relative to civilians and military.
So he was comparing 21st century war tactics, battle tactics, with World War II.
Well, what he was really doing is he was going after me for saying you can't indiscriminately bomb civilian areas, even if the bad guys are there. Even if the bad guys are there, you can't take out 2, 10, 12, 1,500 people, innocent people, in order to get the one bad guy. And he made a legitimate argument. His perspective said, look, these are the guys that kill my people. These are the guys that are all over in these tunnels. Nobody had any idea the miles of tunnels are down there. It's amazing what they built. And they're sometimes 200 feet under the ground. Well, the way to get to them is take out the places where they were under which they got to the tunnels. And so that's the first time I had the discussion about bombing civilian areas was when I went over after the 9/11, after the massacre that occurred.
So on that first trip, 10, 11 days after October 7th, you already raised the issues of how to get to a ceasefire.
Well, not a ceasefire, how to prevent innocent death.
Yes.
And then I pushed really, really hard for more humanitarian aid to go in. Mm-hmm.